Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart. Thank you for being with us today and taking the time to listen and to receive what I think is going to be a really wonderful experience and gift for you. And today I have a lovely friend and a very powerful healer with us who I'm so happy to be able to interview and share her work with you, Zabi Barnes. Hi, Zabi. Welcome.
Bring me here today. It's always so much fun to play with you.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. So I want to just take a moment to share a little bit of information with all of you listeners about Zabi. Zabi is a seashell shaman and a seashell alchemy teacher who inspires spiritual seekers, practitioners, and teachers to new levels of healing, self-healing, and intuitive awareness. And the seashell healing method that she developed is currently practiced by spiritual seekers, teachers, and practitioners in 27 countries and counting. And Zabi's work is really unique. It is very special, it's graceful, it's powerful, it's fun. And I've had the pleasure of working with Zabi one-on-one and have interviewed her previously, and her work is really some of the most unique that I have come across. And I think right now, especially, the timing for her work is so important and spot on, and I'm real excited that she's here with us today to share her beautiful gifts with us and to allow each of you to benefit. So we have kind of a short time together, 30 minutes, which is a little different. But what I've kind of figured out is people don't feel like they have a lot of time right now. So it's good to just get right in there and be real efficient with what we're doing. So, Zabi, I know that you had kind of a life-changing mystical experience that occurred. And I wondered if you would just maybe share a little bit about that with the listeners.
Yeah, this was about 20 years ago. I was in a very dark time in my life, and I was praying to the Blessed Mother Mary. I had this plastic glow-in-the-dark rosary that a friend had brought back from Medjugorje, and I was praying the Hail Mary, and all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, I was spiraling through space. It was as if I was floating out in the stars and the planets, and they were all going by me, and it was like warp speed, like something from a Star Trek movie, and then turned into these golden spirals of light, and I was being twisted and brought into these different sweeping golden spirals of light. Some of them were wide, some of them were sharp and pointy, in and out of these spirals. Now, it seemed as if this happened in a matter of maybe 5 minutes. But when I came out of it, 3 full days had actually passed by. And it was such a blissful experience. And also, I had severe fibromyalgia. When I came out of this, the depression was gone, the worry was gone, and the pain was gone. So I got this huge healing from this experience. And also, it was like all of this knowledge was going through my consciousness so fast in all different languages all at one time, but it seemed like it was just a few minutes, and it was 3 full days. So I know
incredible.
That something happened from that. Yeah, I must have gotten activated somehow, not only healed, but actually something was awakened in me from that experience.
Yeah, and I know that you have just this really beautiful understanding of the energies of the universe all being in a spiraling formation, and I just think that's it's really kind of unique, yet when I stop and think about it, I think from a higher view, it makes perfect sense. And I also think that right now, maybe all of us, I know certainly for myself, I've kind of felt like I was spinning, spiraling a lot more recently. So I think that your work right now is just, it's spot on. It's sort of, I think, can give us almost a framework or a template for some of what we might be experiencing on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. Am I on track here?
Yeah, thank you for saying it so beautifully. See, I love it when we get together like this. So think of the word spiral, because when I look at the word spiral, I see spirit all.
S-P-I-R
is spirit, and then all, spirit all, and this is what we're ascending into, knowing that all is spirit. And what's so cool about spirals is that they unite polarities, because it's the spiral is constantly moving to the opposite side, right? It's that line. Instead of the straight line, it's, here I'm talking with my hands and you guys can't see me, but just imagine. I'm stirring up the energy too, so you may feel some of this. But we're constantly uniting the polarities, bringing the all together. That's what the spirals do. And 77% of all galaxies that we know of are spiral shaped. And then if you look at how flowers and how trees and plants grow, the leaves position themselves in a spiral. The petals position themselves in a spiral. So I see spirals everywhere. And the spiral is really how we move through life. So if we're stuck, we can use a spiral to help us move through the stuckness and get out of the stuckness.
Oh, I love that. That makes such sense, and it's kind of soothing to hear it, especially when you said it helps to kind of move us through the polarities, because we seem to be experiencing a lot of that, but yet at the same time, things are changing so fast around us and within us that it can be a little bit sort of overwhelming at times. So what do you kind of, what's your take on all of this as far as what's going on? I know we talk about it a little bit, and it certainly seems to be the case. I know I hear the word chaos a lot, which I don't really like to grab a hold of, you know. But how does this work?
Well, it just seems like we are being asked to go deeper, to dig deep, which, of course, I'm so glad that I have these spirals that I work with, and I work with the ones in the form of seashells because I love seashells, and they're fun, and they're tangible, and I can see the spiral right there in front of me. But if I didn't have these seashell spirals to reach out to and use as healing tools, I think it would be a lot harder to get through what you're calling this chaos. It's really that we're being pushed to dig deeper, dig deeper, dig deeper. So we're being asked simultaneously, here is another polarity. We're being asked to spiral outward and expand, and at the same time, we're being asked to spiral inward and go deeper and deeper and deeper into who we are, into our own uniqueness, and into the heart of God that is within us.
Yes,
so I find that the spirals are what really help me. I mean, definitely, they're my best friends every single day because no matter what craziness I see out in the world, I can grab onto a spiral. I can use it to help lift me up, but I can also use it to help lift up others as well.
Yes.
That energy of it.
Yeah, and I love it that you said that because I know everybody loves seashells. We're so drawn to them. We're naturally drawn to them. We love to pick them up. We love to collect them, to hold them, to feel them. They're tactile and they're beautiful. And, you know, even to hold the conch shells up to our ear and listen to the sound. There's so much that the seashells bring to us in the way of experience. So everybody seems to be drawn to shells. What is different about the way you work with them from maybe just walking on the beach and combing for shells and picking up a shell?
Yeah, so thank you for asking that. My work, I'm working with the spirals. The spirals existed before the creatures that made the seashells existed. And, I mean, even going back to through evolution, the spirals existed first.
Okay.
And then the evolution evolved in these creatures. I believe they tapped into this spiraling dance of creation and they started building their bones, you know, because the shell is the bone of the creature. So they started building their bones to these spirals that they were already feeling. Because remember, they're crawling around deep down in the ocean closer to the heart of the earth than we are up on land. And also, with those rolling ocean waves, they are much more connected with the spiral dance of our galaxy, the pull of the moon, the gravitational pull of the moon. So they're getting the spirals both from the waves and from the spiral of the Milky Way galaxy. And so the spirals existed first, and then the little creatures entrained to those spirals. So it's really not about the shells, it's about the spirals. But the shells are so much fun to use as visual aids to help us learn the different spirals. And so when you pick up a shell on the beach, you're going to get a little bit of energy there. And it's going to be as much energy as is in that shell. So if the shell is 2 inches, like I'm holding one in my hand right now, it's 2 inches long. So I'm getting 2 inches of the healing of that particular spiral vibrational frequency. Now, the work I do, I activate people to the deeper energy, the bigger spiral that goes all the way out through the cosmos and also goes all the way in through the DNA and into the subatomic levels. And so it's a much bigger energy. So will you get a healing if you pick up a shell off the beach and put it on your body? Yes, you will. Will you get a bigger healing, though? You get a much bigger healing when you get activated. And so I've created tools that are activated, and I also do activations where I awaken the spirals inside of people's hands so that they can tap directly into those energies, and it's much bigger than what they find on the beach.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And I'm actually holding one of the beautiful shells that you have given me in the past as well. So I just have always loved seashells. They're so exquisite. They're intricate. They're beautiful. They really just give us so much beauty and enjoyment. And I love the explanation that you gave about why we're so drawn to them, the fact that they are closer to the center of the earth and yet connected with the cosmic spiraling. I've never heard it put quite like that, and it just really resonated with me. That's beautiful. So I know that you have had really most of your adult life has been devoted to learning, and that you have studied with a Mayan elder, and you have really become a master teacher of teachers within that shamanic healing lineage. And how have you, I guess, been able to take that and sort of bring it forward using this incredible spiral energy? How is this something that now is sort of ready for all of us to avail ourselves of? We don't have time to study with shaman elders for, 25 years. So how can we benefit from it?
Well, first of all, I want to say the energies I work with the spirals are very different than the energies that I learned in the Mayan lineage, and I always want to honor and respect those Mayan teachings, and so I'm very careful not to just be passing off Mayan teachings as seashell healing, because that doesn't serve anybody. The Mayan teachings are great on their own. But what I did learn from the Mayan teachings was how to take energies and really get that energy healing into an object, how to get them into books, into images, so that when people, so what I've done is I've created decks of seashell healing cards And when you pick, you can pick a card, put it on your body, and you get that healing. And
ooh.
I've had people heal things with just with the cards. I've had people heal tumors. I had one woman, she was using the cards because she had just had a skin cancer thing removed on her face, and she wanted to turn off skin cancer, and she worked with the cards for a week, and she called me, and her age spots had all disappeared. And that was
oh my.
Just working with these cards. And
wow.
So it's like I took the energies that the spirals, that three-day out-of-body experience that was given to me, I figured out how to get at least some of those healing energies into these cards so people
mm-hmm.
can shuffle the cards, pick a card, put it on their body, and they can get a healing. And so I hope that's answering the question that you asked.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, I love the way that you have been able to take this spiral work, this seashell work, and really expand it in such a beautiful way. And the decks, the card decks, are absolutely exquisite. Zabi has spent so much love, time, and focus on creating something that is visually stunning and energetically powerful and beautiful. And I've been so fascinated with your work, Zabi, since we first met years ago. I guess it's been maybe 6 or 7 years ago in Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you picked the shell, and that's how we started talking. Yes.
Yeah, it was so fun, and it was like, wow, I got to go over and see what this is about, and that was how our friendship began. And I was so drawn to your work that I just felt like it's the kind of thing that needs to be shared, because it really is something that anybody can work with. Once you begin to sort of understand it and be open to it, there's just so much benefit, so much healing. And I love the name of your business, your website, your work. It's All Can Heal. So that covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, those are the three magic words, and you can invoke them anytime for any purpose. And remember, the word healing means to make whole. So we're not saying that anybody's broken, but it's that we can become whole with anything that we choose. And the seashell spirals help us become more whole. And also what I love about them is they're gentle and they're
yes.
easy. So, you know, there's a lot of forms of healing out there that are really good, deep forms of healing, but they create a lot of processing and a lot of upheaval. And
mm-hmm.
I don't find that really happens so much with the seashell spirals. It's much gentler, it's much easier, but it goes just as deep, and that's one reason I am so partial to them.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. Well, I know that you also, and I'm going to share this. I didn't even tell you I was going to, but Zabi has a very beautiful voice, and I've heard her sing, and I know that you use your voice as well with some of your healing, and you've even written a song. And if we have time, I would love share a little bit of your voice with the listeners. And I know that you also have an activation for us, a shell activation. So I kind of want to just let you sort of run with the time and see what
okay.
you want to do
well,
first.
I'm gonna say,
yeah.
Thank you for the piece about my voice. It is being affected by all the pollen today. So maybe we'll save that for the end if there's time, but I would like to get right into the activation right now.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, we singers, we like a little warning and we like a chance to warm up, and I didn't do that today. So.
Yeah, I kind of caught you off guard. Well, let's do the activation. I'm sure everybody's ready for that.
Okay, so I chose a spiral today. Really, you guys chose it, because I tuned into you last week or so, and this was the one that I felt was right for everybody who would be here today and also later when they listen. It is the Power Up Spiral. And I think in your email that you got from Melinda, there's a picture of it if anybody wants to get the visual. The energies, whether you have the visual or not. So it is, for your curiosity, we're working with the turbo snail spiral. And this is the spiral that helps us amp up our energy. So that's something that we all can use from time to time. We maybe, like, one practical use for it is if I'm doing a long car drive, like a car trip, and I need to stay awake while I'm driving, of course. So if I start to feel tired, I'll just pull in this spiral through my body, and it amps me up, and it always wakes me up and keeps me awake so I can keep going instead of having to pull over and stop at a hotel. This is also for when you want to amplify your energy. Let's say that you need to feel more empowered in a situation. Like maybe you were diminishing yourself in some way, playing small in some way. This spiral will pump you up, amp you up, and let you be much more working from all of your chakras. So some of us are coming too much of the time from our upper chakras, our spiritual energies. And we're maybe ignoring our earth energies and we're not connecting with the earth. So in that case, this spiral will bring in the energies that you need to be fully empowered throughout your whole body. It'll bring the earth energy in. Some people are too much in the earth energy and they could benefit from more spirit energy to have full energy running through all of their chakras. And in that case, it would empower their spiritual energy. So it's going to, the seashells always have wisdom. They always bring in exactly what you need, the way that you need it. So you don't even have to know what you need exactly. You can just ask for an energy boost. A power up is what I'm calling it, but it's an energy boost. And this spiral brings through that energy boost. So what I want you to do to receive it is I want you to take your hands and cup them as if you were going to try to put some water in your hands. So cup your hands, palms up on your lap, and close your eyes and take a deep breath. And you may notice something happening and you may not, and that's okay. Some people hear a harmonic resonance. Some people feel their bodies start to move. I have people that when I do these activations, their whole body starts to spiral around. Sometimes the breathing changes. So you already have this energy in you, and what we're doing is we're waking it up. We're making it bigger so that you can notice it. And Melinda, are you sensing anything happening?
As soon as you had us begin to cup our hands, I realized my body was kind of starting to move in a spiral, just gently moving in a spiral. Yeah. And thank you for the reminder that we have all of this energy in us. That's, I think, extremely important. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm really careful. It's not that I'm putting something in you that you don't have. It's that I just have a way to help wake it up faster. That's all.
Beautiful.
That I'm doing is waking up what's already there. And so now what you can do from this day on, you've been activated to this spiral. So whenever you want a boost, you're going to cup your hand and put it somewhere on your body. You decide where you'd like to cup it, where you'd like to put it. Maybe on the solar plexus might be a good place. And then all you have to do is say, spiral up, power up spiral, sorry. Say, power up spiral.
Whew,
and that
nice.
Energy will come through. And you guys are now, y'all are doing this now. Because I've pulled my energy back, and whatever you're experiencing, that's coming from through you now.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And I will tell all of you listening that this this seashell energy work that Zabi does is really some of the most lovely, graceful work, but it also, it really kind of packs a punch. It really does. It does make a difference. I've done a number of sessions with Zabi, and I just, I really can't say enough about how improved things are after a session with you, Zabi. It's just remarkable.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, and you do a number of really interesting and beautiful kinds of work. So I just would really encourage everyone to take a look at that beautiful seashell image, the Power Up seashell image that was sent. It was included on the initial email that went out. It also was included on the social media sites. Take a look at that and use that energy that you have just really now been given.
They can print it out. If they have a way to print it out, they could print it out and actually place it face down on their body and get the healing from the image. Or just look at it, like you said, and they'll get an energy. So either way, they can play with it.
Nice. Nice. So take advantage of that. And Zabi has an entire array of seashells that she works with for all kinds of different things, different applications, different aspects, different energies. So it's lots of fun. It's a big dose of beauty, nature, spirit, all combined, and her work is just, it's loving, it's powerful, it's graceful, and it's effective. It's really effective and and high efficiency. That's what I like. I'm like you,
yes,
Zabi. I like things.
That.
Yeah, it needs to be
yes.
Fun.
Yes. I'm in agreement. Fast, simple, easy, fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got enough complicated, slow, what have you. So this is a really beautiful way to really move yourself into new energies, new patterns, new ways of being, new understandings. And Zabi was very generous because she put together a special package, a special offer for us. And I would recommend you take advantage of it because I promise you, you will benefit. She is offering a 30-minute private session for you in which she'll choose three seashell spirals that best support your unique soul brilliance. And she is absolutely spot on when she does this, I can assure you. So you're going to receive soul guidance, as well as three energetically enhanced seashell images or cards chosen specifically for you. And this is all designed to empower the awakening of your precious inner magic and your unique healing talents. So you'll also receive an energy activation and a healing self-healing technique for the seashell spiral that best supports your soul gifts and your soul journey. And she does the sessions by phone or by Zoom, and she will send you the seashell images via email. So if you would like to take advantage of this, and I certainly encourage you, the price is amazing. It's just $77. And I think her work is just some of the most lovely that you can possibly avail yourself of. So I'm a big, big fan. Zabi's a friend, and she's also a visionary and a great healing teacher of teachers, as well as a blessing. So, Zabi, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being with us today and sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Melinda. I love some of your questions. Got me really looking at things a little differently, too. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. So listeners, do take advantage of Zobby's special offer. It will really help move you into more grace, more happiness, more joy, just higher frequency, and working with Zobby is a real treasure. Take advantage of it. Thank you for listening. And Zobby, thank you for being here. Thanks for your beautiful work.
Thank you. I love you, Melinda.
Love you too. Have a great day, everyone. Bye, Zobby.
Bye, everybody. Spiral up.
Absolutely. Bye-bye for now.